Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Here's a quote from a press conference in Washington, D.C. 2 weeks ago that I am sure you did not hear about from your regular media sources. Can you identify who said this? Quote, "Since our last global financial stability report, short-term risks to financial stability have increased and medium-term risks remain elevated. Vulnerabilities could put growth at risk. Our growth at risk analysis indicates that under a severely adverse scenario, growth could be negative 3 years from now. The first vulnerability is that valuations of risk assets are stretched across many markets. Some later stage credit cycle dynamics are emerging. Issuance of riskier bonds has surged, and leveraged lending hit a record high in 2017. A faster than expected pickup in inflation might lead to a more rapid withdrawal of monetary accommodation by some central banks. This could trigger a sudden tightening in financial conditions and a sharp fall in asset prices. The second vulnerability is that emerging markets and low-income countries could face a sudden tightening in global financial conditions. Debt sustainability in low-income countries has deteriorated. The third vulnerability is that the international U.S. dollar balance sheets of non-U.S. banks rely on short-term wholesale sources for about 70% of their funding. This could leave banks exposed to dollar funding problems in the event of strains in markets," unquote. This quotation was from a press briefing by Tobias Adrian. He is a director for the Monetary and Capital Markets Department at the International Monetary Fund. This briefing was in conjunction with the IMF's release of its latest Global Financial Stability Report. The main point the IMF report presents is that global finances are drowning in debt. The U.S. government alone has at least $100 trillion of debt and net present value of unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare. Last Wednesday, the interest rate on 10-year U.S. Treasury debt reached an almost 7-year peak. If interest rates keep rising, that could bring on the financial calamity in the short and medium term that the IMF is warning about. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.